Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Just want to share something briefly with you this morning that was on my heart. So it's not our regular lesson, but they all relate to each other. It's a holiday weekend. I'm just feeling we have a word that we made up in music ministry, where we take something that's sweet and we take something that's easy, and sometimes we say we want to sing something that's sweezy. We just bring just something sweet and easy. So that's how I'm feeling this morning. I just want to bring you something sweet and easy that you can meditate on as you go about your week. First thing I wanted you to do is turn to 2 Kefa, the first chapter. Now, we've been dealing with holiness, and we were talking about perilous times, but even in this day and age, there are things that Yahweh wants us to have. Blessings, breakthroughs. But the enemy has come to come between you and those blessings and breakthroughs. Why? Because that's his job. The word of Yahweh tells us he's come to steal, kill, and destroy. But he says, I have come that you might have life and that you might have it more abundantly. So there's an abundant life that's right there before us. But there are things that try to keep us from achieving that abundant life. And you see it every day. You're challenged with certain things. Certain situations manifest themselves in front of you. But praise Yahweh that he has given us the word to be able to conquer any obstacle, anything. But we got to be careful, because those things come so swiftly. And that's why we have to be swift with the word, because the enemy is swift with his thing. And so we got to, you know, he'll come with that uppercut, but we got to have that block, and we got to have that, you know, right cross. Any boxers in the house? Okay, I guess not. So knowing this, we got to be on the lookout. So in 2 Kefa or Peter, Kefa is the Hebrew word name for Peter. The first chapter and the 12th verse says this: wherefore I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. Because a lot of times we think we know it. You say, oh, well, we know that we're supposed to love. Oh, we know we're supposed to forgive, and we know that. But sometimes we don't act like it. Knowing and actually doing sometimes can be two different things. So then the 13th verse, it says, yea, I think it meet, or that means I think it appropriate, as long as I am in this tabernacle, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. So it's my job, just like it was the apostle's job, to stir you up and bring you in remembrance of things, because sometimes we just need to be reminded, right? And then the 14th verse ties in with these, with the urgency of, and the timeliness of reminding you before something happens, because it says, the 14th verse says, knowing that shortly I must put off this, my tabernacle, or this body, even as our Yahushua Mashiach hath showed me, right? So we got to get stuff right now. We can't wait till later. We need to get it together when? Now. Tell your neighbor right now. Right. And if you got a little country train, right now. Right. So I want to talk about, I believe in the spirit in the world today called the spirit of offense. And what is offense? We're going to talk about it. Luke, the 17th chapter, the first verse. And I don't know about you, but I don't want anything to block, number one, block my blessings. I don't want nothing to block my breakthrough. I don't want nothing to block my ability to achieve the abundant life. So we gotta lay aside these weights. But sometimes things be coming in sneaky, you know. So you gotta understand how to locate. All right. So the 17th verse in the first chapter of Luke, Dr. Luke says, That's my second Peter. 12th verse. Oh, no. Did I say Luke? Okay. I didn't have the Luke 17. That's which one it is. Because I just finished 2 Peter. So Luke, the 17th chapter. You got it? All right. So the first verse says, then said he unto his disciples, it is impossible that offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. So offenses are going to come. Somebody is going to offend you. Somebody is going to get you upset. Somebody is going to rattle your cage. Tell your neighbor, it's going to happen. Right? But it's what we do after the rattle that will declare what is to happen next. And so he says, those offenses will come, but woe unto him through whom they come. It would be better for him that a millstone were hung about his neck and he cast into the sea, that he should offend one of these little ones. So if there's an offense that takes place, I got just some things to share with you. Right here is telling me basically that Yahweh got this. So you don't necessarily have to respond to the offense, because you can't respond to it appropriately or whatever. You have to allow Yahweh to handle that, right? And so how many of you have been hurt?
Oh, God.
You've been talked about. You've been lied on. And somebody's raising their hand like this. All of that. So what does that tell you? It happens, right? But we as believers have to respond appropriately, right? And so the third verse says, take heed. Okay, so a lot of times we stop at that second verse. And it'd be better that a millstone be hung around his neck. Get him! But then it speaks to the one who's been offended. And it says, take heed to yourself now. What does that mean? Check yourself. So you need to still stay in check. So you get offended, somebody make you mad, somebody rattle a cage, check yourself. Because why? If thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him. And if he repent, forgive him. So a part of offense is you have to let someone know that they did offend you, right? Because sometimes they don't know. And what do? Sometimes you just, I'm gone. I'm out. That is the spirit of offense, where you allow that offense to stay in play and you don't resolve it the way it's supposed to be resolved, right? And it says, if thy brother trespass against thee, rebuke him, let him know. And if he repent, forgive him. Fourth verse, though. And if he trespass against thee seven times, what does it tell you? How many of you have been offended once and twice by the same person? And you say, this is what we say. I say it too. I've said it too. This is the second time. They got one more time. And that's it. What does that mean? That means that I'm going to cut them off. I'm going to tell them off. I'm going to go off. It's going to be something off. But this is, if they did that same thing seven times in a day, oh, Father. Can you imagine the hurt that you've experienced and they did it seven times in a day? You would have been done after number one. And it says, and seven times in a day, turn again to thee, saying, I repent, thou shalt forgive him. Can you imagine that? tell your neighbor, can you imagine that? So, if you stay in offense, if you stay offended, something's not going to happen. Fifth verse, what was the response? The apostle said unto the Lord, wait, I want to add something to that. I want to say, woo, increase our faith. Why? Because they're probably shaking their head. If that's what we got to do, then we need more faith. Why? Because we need the faith to believe and know that doing that forgiving is the right thing to do. And if you can imagine those seven times, but we as believers, this is what we go by. Because think about it. There's some folks that you just have not forgiven, and they only did it once. But the word of Yahweh told us to check ourselves. Are you still holding grudges? And let me tell you something. I was born October 26th. The world told me I was a Scorpio. I don't believe in that anymore. But in my Scorpio days, I said, I am a book. If they were to be able to look up Scorpio in the dictionary, my picture would be there. Because we are supposed to have been known for holding grudges. Listen, I could hold a grudge for years. and not feel nothing. You could walk by and I would see you and that grudge was still fresh. I ain't seen you in 15 years, but what you did is fresh. Like you did it yesterday. And I was an expert at holding grudges. Oh, and I could make you feel so bad because I knew how to work it. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? You okay? Somebody said, But I ain't no Scorpio no more. I am a child of the Most High God. Some of y'all still be like, I'm a Leo. See, they be saying that stuff. See, some of y'all be saying that. Yeah, you know, I know. I'm a Capricorn. I do that. Y'all, don't be under them devil signs because you blocking your blessings. Be up under the sign of the Holy Spirit, the seal of the Holy Ghost. But I have to share this with you because, okay, so it says, increase our faith. Because I've got to have faith to do this, to forgive. And let me tell y'all how hard it is. Let's go to this scripture. Proverbs 18th chapter. And I saw this and I was like, whoa. I understand the dynamic. You got it? And for you Hebrew scholars, Proverbs is what? Mishlei. Okay. Proverbs, the 18th chapter, the 19th verse says what? A brother offended is harder to be won than a strong city, and their contentions are like the bars of a castle. That's how I was. You offend me, it was just like I had bars, iron bars. You could not iron. Y'all know what iron is? It's the strongest iron. Because offense can be a really big deal. And y'all will put that, because this is how we say it. When somebody offends you, what do we call that in today's lingo? You disrespected me. Now, nobody likes to be disrespected, but nobody likes to be offended. But even if they disrespect you, listen, check this out. Let me go back to doctor. And if they disrespect you 7 times in a day, and 7 times in a day turn to me saying, I repent, you still gotta forgive them. So tell your neighbor, offense also means disrespect. And if I'm disrespected, I still gotta forgive. Do you believe that? Yes. Wait. Do you believe that? Do I got any? Wait. Y'all are believers. Because somebody's gonna disrespect you today. Somebody's gonna disrespect you tomorrow. But do I still hold the spirit of offense or the spirit of disrespectism? Can I call that a word, Bonnie? Can I do it? I'm just asking the teacher in the house. I still have to forgive. Have you been disrespected? Somebody said hello. So let's go here. Psalms, the 55th. Time is good. Psalms, the 55th chapter. Psalms 55, and for our Hebrew scholars, it is Tehillim. Check this out. Y'all think, hold up, y'all got your attention? Y'all think that disrespect just happens outside here. You're supposed to forgive people out there too. But it can happen other places. Psalms 55, 12th verse. You got it? 55:12, you got it? Okay. For it was not an enemy. It was not an enemy, because what do we expect? We expect the enemy to do it. But it was not an enemy that what? Reproached me. Then I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that did magnify himself against me. Then I would have hid myself from him. But it was thou, a man, my equal, my guide, mine acquaintance. We took sweet counsel together, and we walked into the house of Yahweh. Who is he talking about? He's talking to that person right next to you. We have sweet counsel. We didn't just have counsel. It was caring. It was sweet. Mine equal. Somebody believes the same way I do. So what happens? Oh my God, what do we do sometimes? We offend each other. And then we get cut. Because what? Why does it hurt so bad? Because it happened at church. But let me go by saying, it is not my desire to hurt any of my brothers and sisters, because I love you. And if I've offended you, the word of Yahweh said you're supposed to forgive me. Hello? Why y'all laughing? If I offended you, forgive me, because that's not my intentions. Because some of y'all, we had sweet counsel, and now you're mad at me. I should say, if you're mad at me, raise your hand. Don't do that. But offenses will come. But how are we going to resolve them as believers? Are we still going to like turn up our nose at each other when we see each other? Are we still going to talk to the person next to the person that offended you, and the person you praise Yahweh, and the person but that kind of stuff happens. But I thought that we are supposed to get over ourselves. And when we offense and we stay in offense, it keeps us. So what do you do when you're offended? You lash out. So that means you operate in anger, or you walk out. But when you walk out, you still don't resolve what needs to be resolved. So let me take you here, 2 Timothy. Oh, actually, don't go to Luke. Go back to Luke. And I'm about to drop something on you. Go back to Luke 17. We have one moment to do that. Some of you are still living offended. Even today, you sit in your seats and you're offended. You haven't let something go. You haven't resolved something. Luke 17, where it says offense, do you see that? Well, the word for offense is scandalon. Scandalon sounds like a word that we know in English. Scandalous. But when you live in the spirit of offense, when somebody offends you and you stay in that spirit, it's scandalon. Scandalon means a stumbling block. Anybody seen cartoons where a stick is there in a box? And then if you hit the stick, the box will fall on whatever it was, and what would it do? Scandalon is the stick that sets the trap. So if you stay offended or you stay in scandalon, that means that is a trap, a stumbling block that the enemy has set up to trap you, to keep you down, to keep you from being able to get to your blessings and being who Yahweh wants you to be, needs you to be, keeps you from your breakthrough, and you are stuck in a box that you have allowed to stay on you because you have not forgiven. I will not allow the enemy to trap me in the scandalon box and to keep me from the blessings of Yahweh. And you, as my brothers and sisters, should not allow that to happen to you either, because whom the Son sets free is free indeed. So when you stay in offense, you're trapped in the box, sisters. You're trapped in the box, brothers. So what are we going to do? Are we going to allow the enemy to keep us entrapped? Because what do you feel? What is the feeling when you see that person and you haven't resolved the offense? Sometimes you get it in your stomach. Sometimes you get it in your head. Sometimes somebody say you get it in your hair. I don't know how you. What happens when you see them? Something rises up. Don't you know that we're children of Yahweh and we don't have to live in that? So go here. Go to 2 Timothy. 2nd chapter, and this is the last little nugget that I'm going to throw out to you, because I want you to enjoy your holiday weekend. I want you to get this mess right so you can enjoy Mondays. and you go, who wants to live in freedom Monday? Hey, amen. We want to live in freedom. So let's do this. 2 Timothy, the 2nd chapter, the 24th verse. You've got to say, I got it. And the servant of Yahweh must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach and patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if Yahweh peradventure will give them the repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, 26th, and that they may recover themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at his will. Saints, you got to recover yourself out of the snare of the devil. How do we do that? Tell your neighbor, let it go. Somebody turned on go. They said, let it. Let's do the whole thing. Let it go in the name of Yeshua. And there's freedom. There's freedom in that. There should be freedom in the house of Yahweh. So maybe your brothers and sisters need to be reminded that you love them and that you care about them. And if you feel somebody offended you, let it go. But we as brothers and sisters need to reinforce how we feel about each other. So I want y'all stand up. Y'all are like, oh, here we go. Put your Bible down. Put your word down for a second. And in the spirit of getting out of the snare, and maybe the person not here, but I'm not telling you to go to that person, but what I'm saying is the saints that are here, reaffirm our love. I'm not going to say your love. I'm not going to say their love. I'm saying our love in this house right now. Go. Let your brother, let your sister know you love them in this house right now, because we need that.